one infinite intelligence is projecting all of this. One absolutely transcendent incomprehensible being pervades all of this. This Supreme Being is incomprehensible until that being is realized as yourself. And then from the ignorance and bondage and suffering and all of the cruelty of an imaginary world caused by one's own thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, judgments, and egoic predispositions, all of it disappears. And only the blissful light of consciousness abides. And there is freedom and unity with the source of power that brings an end to karma. So the formula is pi r squared. Projection and identification create the bondage. Revelation, times realization, brings redemption. When it is revealed that you have projected your consciousness into a body and identified with that body, you will have taken on the baggage of its memories, which are actually cryptomnesia, false memories, because they have nothing to do with your consciousness. They are simply artifacts of the matrix itself. And once you have disinvested from the identity as a mortal being in time and space, all of those attachments that being as a character in the play fall away. And there is a realization of non-duality. There is a realization that there is only the self. The self has no other, no family, no world, no attachments, no enmeshments, no bondages. It is that moment of claiming one's freedom from the ego identity that must come at the moment of revelation itself. That brings redemption. So long as the ego identity continues its patterns, there will be a constant opening and closing of the lucidity of consciousness and the capacity of the heart to recognize the real. And once the mind closes again and one is back in the matrix and back in the egoic attitudes, there is no free will to release oneself from that bondage, because that bondage is the nature of the identity itself. But the grace of the Absolute Self comes, and the mind and the heart open again. And it is in that moment of opening, that window of opportunity, that the attention must leap from its objectification as a Dasein, as a being in a world, and return into its absolute transcendent self, beyond being and non-being, the uncreated, absolute, timeless, eternal, infinite consciousness, as your real nature, will receive you and hold you in the luminous presence of total empowerment to enable the complete elimination, annihilation of the sanskaras that sustained the character within which consciousness was trapped, imprisoned, and forced to continue patterns of behavior and thought that had already become consciously obsolete, ridiculous, absurd, meaningless, and give one the clarity of reason and the power of will to remain transcendent of that enslavement to the mentalized consciousness long enough to erase all of its tapes so that there is no ego to return to, no memory, no trace of the delusion of duality. It is the grace of the one self that you are that returns to full consciousness, that is the instrument of redemption. Not the ego mind's own desire to become free. That is simply a symptom of the boiling of karma to that level of suffering, that the yearning for freedom opens up the mercy of the heart of the Absolute Self to bring the consciousness out of its hell realm and back into the reality of eternal goodness, purity, innocence, and the absolute non-existence within the matrix that never was anything but a nightmare created by its own projective interest in knowing itself by becoming identified as non-self. It is that final revelation of the pretense of ignorance that brings the consciousness into full awakening. But it must be ripe enough to be willing to let go of all of the signifiers and all of the objects of desire of the ego's illusory tendency to project a rescuer and a pseudo-salvation within the matrix that must be overcome for the real redemption. To become fully manifest. And the consciousness to become fully unmanifest, to withdraw from time and space into the singularity of the eternal real. Now is the moment in the collective consciousness, with the exhaustion of all the capacities of the egos and their inability to think coherently or to have the will to act decisively in their own best interests. When paradoxically the auric defense shields also come down to reveal within the matrix the presence of those incorporeal entities that are actants within the frame of reference of the movement of the karmic sphere and the coordination of synchronicities and the paranormal and ultra-normal contexts which the soul has always been a part of, that begin to appear within the imaginary register and can only be fully recognized for what they are and the role they are to play if one has become fully attuned to the symbolic wisdom that is also on offer and being downloaded to those who have attained at least consciousness of the soul vehicle and are therefore able to relate to those entities not within the human threshold of consciousness, but beyond that range, both in the infrared and ultraviolet directions, that will become either allies or extraordinary antagonists within the field of utter inexplicable appearances that will create either spiritual emergencies or opportunities for the manifestation of the miraculous. It is only if the mastery of consciousness has been attained that there will be no tendency to fall into fear when these appearances emerge, and to make use of them as instruments of the collective redemption and revelation of the true nature of the phenomenal plane. The consciousness must be open and attuned to that infinite intelligence of the self in order to navigate through this final phase of the withdrawal of the life energy of the eternal self from the phenomenal field into the ghostly and the ghastly and into the angelic and finally into the absolute. It is this return of the projection of cosmic consciousness that is a wave of energy that we must learn to ride and not resist, in order to play our parts with absolute accuracy. May we have the wisdom and courage and purity of heart and freedom from belief in the ego's narratives to give us insight into the inner workings of the divine intelligence until we have arrived at the core of the heart of God. May this highest destination be your direct point of ascension here and now. May you know the peace that comes of being in harmony with nature and with the supernatural by realizing your divine nature and the inherent mastery of the projected matrix by the mind that has been purified through its alchemical distillation and return to absolute presence. And may you know the even deeper peace that comes of the realization of the eternally transcendent levels of intelligence that never enter into nature or the matrix or the realm of Maya at any level, but remain as the underlying logical structure of infinite consciousness that sustains the morphic field of the cosmos and is forever beyond its reach. And may you know the even deeper peace of the self who brings about creation, sustenance, and cosmic destruction. without changing at all. And may you abide in that eternal light as the self.